And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still out of town. He'll be back next weekend. But I've got a great co-host today, Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be talking tackle and fishing extraordinarily here with one of the best. You stay tuned with Sir Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick's out of town. He'll be back next weekend. And we have a guy in here that is well capable of co-hosting today, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Fisherman's Landing.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Glad to be here this morning. I'm going to do 2 hours of some radio, and then going to take my grandson out fishing here today and try and get him his first tuna.
There you go. You brought grandson Caden in this morning, right?
Yep, we got Caden Domingo here. He's already got some Dorado under his belt, and he's
right.
Quite the accomplished bay bass fisherman, but he's been looking for anything that's either blue or yellow. So yellowfin, bluefin, or yellowtail is the target today.
How old is Caden?
How old are you,
How
Caden?
How old are you, Caden? Seven? Okay, we're going to get Adam to turn on that microphone.
Yeah, 7 years old.
7 years old already and an avid angler, right?
Yep. He started fishing the bay when he was 1 year old. The first fish he hooked was a 3-pound sand bass.
Whoa!
Those are the kind we wish we had in the bay bass tournament, yeah. But literally the first fish was a giant one. And he's done the whole spotties and the calicos and all of that kind of thing. We went out a couple of weeks ago, and he got his first giant bonita. We got a bunch of those, and then headed offshore and found a paddy and caught three nice Dorado. And there was a yellowtail under there, and we couldn't get it to bite. And he said, I'm not leaving this kelp paddy till we catch that yellowtail.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun. And so today, hopefully, you're going to catch the whole grab bag, tuna, yellowtail,
yep,
and Dorado.
We'll take anything that Mother Nature wants to give us, but the weather, we finally got a nice weather window here. Our typical September weather's back, and I know a lot of guys are going out and taking advantage of it. We had a little storm front blow through, but we're back on track here with the good weather window. It should be nice all week, so hopefully everybody gets out.
Looks like a beautiful week of weather here.
Yeah, it's going to be just a little east wind, which usually just greases everything off.
Yeah.
Those yellowfin are biting, the Dorado. There's still big bluefin out at San Clemente Island, so we've got a lot of opportunity and a lot of season left, it looks like.
All right, well, now we have Caden's microphone here. Okay, Caden, so what do you think you're going to catch today?
A yellowfin tuna, probably.
All right. How much do you like fishing?
A lot.
I would say a lot.
You have the right grandpa for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, and how big of a yellowfin tuna you want to catch today?
Bigger than you or smaller than you?
Probably the same size.
Well, that'd be good.
That'd be good. Yeah, yeah. We'll take that.
That'd be
right,
about
John?
A 50, 60-pounder.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, great to have another. It's got to be great to have a fishing buddy in the family, right, Doug?
I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing ever. Caden and I are just fishing buds all the way. And
all right.
We've been looking forward to this trip for about 2 weeks now, so he's been counting the days and telling his mom, on Sunday we're going fishing.
All right. You like fishing with your grandpa?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Well, so what else do you want to catch beside a yellowfin tuna today?
Probably a Dorado.
A Dorado, yeah. That maybe a bigger one than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Okay, well, good luck, Kate. We hope you catch all those. So what's been going on at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
Well, it's been crazier than crazy. I mean, in about April, we started catching those big bluefin tuna, and they haven't stopped. And it's game on again. We had at least two or three more of those 300-plus pounders come in. One was flirting with 350.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And so we're still rigging yummy flyers about as fast as we can go.
Really? So is that the secret weapon?
Well, that's definitely...
Well, not the secret.
It's definitely back on as probably the premier way to catch a big one. And, supplementing that with if you get a stop and you've got something on the meter down at 150 feet, 200 feet, you drop down your flat fall jig. A lot of this stuff is later in the day, and it's a long run. So, the sport boats are definitely the ones that are fishing it, probably having the advantage. But, the private boats, they've figured out we're just leaving the dock at 10 o'clock, get out there at 1 or 2, fish into the dark, and then, come back at night. So it's a little tougher skiff fishing. When that stuff's on the 43, you can be out there in an hour and a half, and, if it bites at 3 o'clock, you catch your fish and get home by, 7, 8 o'clock at night. But a lot of these guys are getting back at midnight or so, or making a two-day trip out of it.
Yeah, because it's not biting right into the dark until late in the dark, and then you come
right,
home.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So I understand that big one out of H&M Landing was caught on the double trouble rig, is that right, with a sardine?
I didn't specifically hear that, but that's always a good method.
When do you choose the sardine over a kite versus a yummy flyer?
Well, I mean, there are times when maybe you've got one or two fish going and the wind is appropriate, and maybe you see some signal of some fish, you know, more on the surface. And just for everybody that doesn't know maybe what the double treble rig is, you take some monofilament or fluorocarbon leader, and you take and put two strands about 4 to 6 feet coming off of a swivel or a ring, and then you attach your main line to that swivel or ring. So you basically have two leaders out there, and you pin a sardine or a mackerel on each one of those. And just by the nature of, you know, the bait fish trying to swim on the surface, it ends up kind of going around in a circle. And so you've got these two bait fish, you know, freaking out on the surface, and it just creates all this commotion. And if the fish are present, they can hardly resist it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I know that was a method originally invented by the long-range guys down at fishing for the giant yellowfin tuna that they still use, right?
Yeah.
And they use it on mackerel and sardines.
Yep. It's been common enough over the years to fly a kite and let a bait dangle down, and you want it just right on the surface so that it can bear, you know, it's not swimming under the surface. You want it, like, you know, above the surface almost, you know, so it's basically its tail is in the water and nothing else, and it starts freaking out and going around in a circle. And you know, kind of like the yummy flyer on the surface creating all that commotion, the fish can't resist it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of what entices people on this is not only catch the opportunity to catch a fish of a lifetime here in local waters, but also the visual effects
seeing
all this big fish.
200 to 350-pound tuna explode on your whatever kind of bait you have.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they miss it the first time on that yummy flyer, so you know, the guy that's working the reel and is watching the yummy, you know, he goes, oh, and then everybody turns around, and then, you know, then they're all go, oh, my God, you know. And it's just a really exciting moment when that thing's trying to eat the bait. And then once it finally gets it, now you're trying to take the slack out of the line. The release clip has released your line, and you're cranking as fast as you can. And then when the rod comes tight, I mean, it's just the most exciting moment in fishing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what's the hot tackle at Fisher? What are people buying right now, Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
Well, it's been a little bit different this year. It's either 20-pound test when things are finicky or heavy gear when that bluefin is biting. And we've got Guadalupe biting now, too.
Yes, so, that's such great news.
We're definitely seeing people adding to their arsenal a rod and reel that not a lot of people have, which is kind of a medium to lighter rail rod, maybe like a 60 to 80-pound test rail rod. So, you know, 7-foot rod, fairly stout, Talica 20s and 25s, 100-pound Spectra. You know, maybe 60 to 80 pound fluorocarbon leader material, and you know, just that, you know, the couple of the boats had pretty good scores there at Guadalupe Island, and those fish,
big ones.
Yeah, up to like 175 pounders.
Wow.
And you know, the tax man is there, the man in the gray suit, you know, the great white shark, whatever you want to call him, and he's stealing about 30 to 60% of the fish, but still you're getting plenty to the boat. And you know, the visual of that great white is something you can't really see on a regular basis. But after you have two or three tuna stolen, you know, the luster kind of wears off on that, that one, you know.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the guys, Dan Hume, who's going on our Let's Talk Hookup Shogun trip in November.
Right.
Which leaves Tackle Day.
Oh, okay.
November 4th. Yeah,
yep.
We're going to do a live broadcast, and then I hop on the
Shogun.
That's
so cool.
And head out. So
nice.
Looking forward to that. But he was just saying, oh, I can't wait to see one of the white sharks. And I said, well, you'll see them once or twice, and then you'll go.
Yeah.
It's almost like, okay, we've had enough of those.
Yeah, you
can
find a tuna
now
for 35 minutes and get him underneath the boat, and then it goes away.
But it is a spectacle.
It is.
It is certainly.
It's special. It's part of that experience for sure. And
yeah.
You know, that's part of the fish stories at the end of the day in the galley, people talking about, oh, I had three of those things stolen, you know. I got all of mine through.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of like the game, right?
Yep, it is.
Almost like fishing yellowtail at the Coronado Islands.
Oh,
days,
my
with
gosh,
the
with
lions.
The sea lions.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's first of all, you got to get your bait through the sea lions, and then if your bait gets through the sea lions and you get a bite, now you got to get your yellowtail through the sea lions.
Yeah. Caden, what do you think of sea lions?
really annoying when you're fishing.
Yeah. True that.
Yeah, that's the way. You're training him right, Doug.
Yeah, I didn't train him.
No, he learned.
When my grandkids were young, we used to go to the bait receiver, and we'd look at the sea lions, and they loved them. And yeah, as soon as those things started trying to eat his bonita the other day, stupid sea lion.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what. Not only are you, of course, involved and run and own and manage Fisherman's Landing Tackle, you're also owner and manager at Fisherman's Landing, which, of course, now is the home to the three-quarter day boat Liberty. And we had our Let's Talk hookup trip on the Liberty Sunday through Tuesday, and our guy Dave Dolan was our representative on the trip. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yes, I was on that Liberty trip there. Really great trip. Bottom line, we limited out the boat on tuna for the two-day trip. Caught some Dorado, too. I landed three of them. But all in all, just a really nice trip. The nice thing about it, we were never outside of the Coronado Islands on it. It kept it in real close by there. But the going to say about the Liberty, you know, this boat is 85 feet long. We only fished 24 guys on it, so there was plenty of room. And the one thing about it that really impressed me is this is my first trip on the Liberty. When I got on that boat, everybody that walked around, the comment was, geez, what a really nice boat. I mean, we're just amazed at what a, you know, it's been newly renovated there. The galley is so bright, fresh, and clean there. The heads on that boat, it's almost like going into a motel. They are so nice, freshly tiled, full-size showers and everything. So I've got to say, this is not a three-quarter day boat that does an occasional multi-day. This is a multi-day boat that does some three-quarter day trips. It's set up really nice. Great crew. Taro runs a really good ship there, works hard, and all in all, it was just a really great trip.
And this limited load trip included food. How was the food?
Oh, my gosh. Prime rib to start on the dinner. And I got to tell you about those Liberty burgers, too. Cut it in a half or maybe three ways, and it's enough to feed three people. Those things were humongous. Sarah in there running the galley, she's a really great person, nice personality. She really puts out quite the meals on that boat.
Oh, it sounds great. Now, I can't believe it. I just pulled up fishermanslanding.com and went to their full schedule and searched by Liberty and then two-day trip. And they have another one of these two-day trips a week from today.
Yep.
Sunday, October 1st, that still has openings. I can't believe it.
Well, I'd jump on that in a minute. I mean, to fish a boat that big with only 24 people, it's just an ideal setup there. Yes, I talked to Paro about it. He said he did have that one more two-day trip. But these fish we were catching, too, they were three-quarter day range, too. So either way, I wouldn't hesitate to get on this boat again. Yeah. Really nice operation.
Yeah, that 2 day is a real nice trip right now. It gives you a lot of options. I mean, certainly if the fishing's a little tougher, it gives you plenty of time to find that, you know, wide open bite. That's what it's been lately is, you know, you drive around and if you don't get the golden jig strike, you know, it's a little tough, but if you've got that sun up to sundown scenario, you're pretty much, I don't see that anybody's been missing when they've got that scenario. And then if you're lucky enough to just have a great morning or great day the first day, it does give you the option to run up to Clemente and target those giant bluefin tuna. So it gives you a lot of options. The other option, too, there's been some fish down towards the Colonnette direction and, you know, 110 miles. And, you know, this time of year, it just gives you that option to really go on a pretty good hunt and find something, you know, to make your trip.
Yeah, 2 days, $650, including your food and
yes,
your permit.
Yes.
So that's a deal. And 24 people, and like Dave said, plenty of room to stretch out, right?
Yes, there is. Right.
Well, great, Dave. Well, sure appreciate you. We gave away a lot of Let's Talk Hookup prizes, a lot of happy winners.
Oh, yes. Yes, the grand prize there was a Shimano Talus rod. And there was plenty of gifts to go around to everybody. You know, we had a lot of smiling faces getting off that boat.
That's great. Well, Dave, great job. I know you're going to write up a little something for our website. We'll post that on our Facebook as well as our website, letstalkhookup.com. And great job as usual, Dave Dolan. Appreciate you joining us on the Liberty.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Yeah, that's so a week from the day if you want to go. There's plenty of room, but it goes quickly. Once
it does.
Once it starts rolling, don't be like our trip. that sold out. I said, oh, there's a few spots left. People waited, and they went, darn, I waited too long.
I know. Well, that's the problem. I mean, everybody wants to play the game of chicken.
Yep.
And
it starts to roll.
You know, and, you know, a lot of guys get left out. And this is a prime fall that we're having right here. This is as good as it gets, I would say.
This is when the weather's great.
Yep.
Now we're settling into our typical fall. You felt it. I actually put a sweatshirt on this morning when I left the house. It's
that kind of cool air in the morning, sunny and beautiful in the afternoon, a light breeze, just tickle the back of your neck while you're out there.
Yeah, for
pretty
sure.
Nice.
So what would you take on a two-day on the Liberty, Doug?
Well, I would definitely take a variety. I mean, sometimes those fish are very finicky, and so you want to have a 20-pound outfit that you can fish a small sardine, number like a 1-0 hook, fluorocarbon leader for sure, probably circle hooks on that, and then, you know, a 25, 30-pound bait rod for when they're biting a little better, or when you're at the kelp patties, a lot of times those yellowtail you hook might go back in the patty, or, you know, the Dorado can get, you know, a little feistier sometimes. You know, they're jumping around out there, and you get a nice 15, 18-pound fish. Definitely fluorocarbon on them. They have teeth. And then, you know, there's been occasional packs of that 45, 50, 70-pound bluefin just randomly floating around off and on all season. So some kind of a two-speed reel with, like, 40-pound test or maybe 50, you know, Talica 12 is, like, the perfect rig for that. And then you probably want a Talica 20 or 25, like we talked about, light rail rod. If you do make it out to the Clemente Zone, if a guy doesn't have his own or can't borrow one from a buddy, the landing does rent Talica 20s with 100-pound Spectra, 80-pound Top Shots, rail rods. They're CalStar Graphfighter 770 heavies. It's not like some makeshift deal. This is like a $1,000 outfit.
Yeah.
And I think on a two-day trip, it's, I don't know, 60 or 70 bucks, something like that. I mean, it's about half the price that you'd pay to put the line on the reel.
Yeah, that's and it's got fresh line on it, well-maintained.
Yes, the guys back there work diligently every day to keep the rental gear in good shape. So, so that's, you know, probably four outfits, you know, a 20, a 30, a 40 or 50, and then a heavy one, something like that. And if you have multiples, I would bring them. I mean, if you have a casualty, then you just break out the other one. You know, I got two 30-pound rigs. I got spooled by a big one and don't have any line left. Just pull out the other one.
The other one. There you go. Yep. Yeah. Getting you ready for a trip, an overnight trip on one of the boats out of Fisherman's Landing?
Yep.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa going to take you on one soon, I'll bet, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
catch a big tuna.
Yeah, go out on the Liberty, maybe to the Coronados and catch some yellowtail, one of those, you know?
That'd be good. And this type of a trip, limited load, 24 passengers, what a perfect trip to take somebody like Caden on a trip like that.
Absolutely.
A lot of attention, a lot of room at the rail.
Yep.
And real nice kind of friendly atmosphere.
It's very friendly, family-friendly atmosphere. And, I mean, what Dave said was so true. We hear that those comments all the time when people finally walk on the boat. We've got a very clean, completely refurbished bunkhouse, 36 bunks. You know, you've got 24 guys, so you can throw some of your stuff on another bunk and, you know, not have to sleep with your duffel bag. And the galley is super spacious. The boat rides very comfortably. It's a double hull plank, double thickness plank wood boat, and rides very nicely. And
it's like a tank.
And then the fishability, I mean, you've got the crew. Taro and Anibal and the crew are amazing, and the electronics and the huge bait capacity. And a lot of these boats are having to come back in on a two-day trip and rebait. You know, they've got endless amounts of bait. You know, if you watch the counts, those guys are always up there in the pretty top echelon.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Doug Kern, a wealth of knowledge about fishing in Southern California waters as well as tackle throughout the Western United States here. And if you want to join us, 858-457-1090 is open right now. Also, a line open at 877-792-1090. And get this, speaking of the Liberty, one lucky caller today is going to win a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, get some reports, find out what's going on out there. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 6th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, October 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, Aftco, Accurate, Berkeley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rockhead Rick out of town. He'll be back. He's celebrating his girlfriend Dallas's birthday. Happy birthday, Dallas.
Happy birthday, Dallas. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's one of these days, yesterday or today, but they're out celebrating.
They had a fun weekend planned, I think. And
yeah.
A little time off from the craziness in the tackle store.
Absolutely. He'll be back in the tackle store tomorrow, though.
Tomorrow
working
morning.
Hard.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Catching up, paying the price.
That's right.
For being off this weekend. Hey, let's go down south, down to Rancho Leonero, talk to our buddy John Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Doug.
Good morning. How you doing, John?
Good. It couldn't get much better down here.
Awesome.
The fishing is really as good as I can recall. I've been down on the East Cape almost over 30 or 35 years, and this year has been astounding. And this past week has been the best week of so far this year. Literally everybody's limiting on both Dorado and Yellowfin. Everybody's in by lunchtime because they want to keep their fish fresh. I'd say the average Dorados, they're releasing a lot of smaller Dorado. Keep in mind, for every fish they're keeping, they're releasing two or three. Average Dorado, between 10 and 20 pounds for the Dorado. And yellowfin, I'd say the average fish is 20, and they're going up about 65. But, geez, just as many as you want. They're spread. They're off of Pescadero. They're literally, the tuna in particular, just spread everywhere. One of the keys this year that's helped a lot is we're finally getting the sardine back. This is the first year in, gosh, a couple of years we've had consistent sardine for bait, and that's helped. They're using the sardine in the squid. Not much pressure on the marlin, but one boat did go outside and caught a great big blue yesterday outside the Pomo Park on the bottom. It's unbelievable on the bottom. We have Doug and Kathy Dennett, guests that come from Oregon to come year after year. They caught 14 different species in their 3 days of fishing on the bottom. There's pompano, pargo, watchinongo, cabrilla, amberjack, you name it. Roosterfish are back. Anytime you can, there's still dirty spots inside. Most of it's clear, but any clear spot you find inside, a lot of big roosterfish lurking in there. I can go on and on and on, but the fishing just is really, really off the board.
Oh, sounds so cool. And what a perfect time. This is my favorite time to come to the East Cape, October, late September, early October. Absolutely the best fishing, best weather, best time to come to the East Cape. I hesitate to ask, do you even have any spots available?
Yes, we do. We do through October, and like you say, October is a super month. The air has cooled down, and the water's still real warm, and gosh, the fishing as good as it is, it's going to continue through the year. Yeah. I cannot believe how good the fishing is.
And airfares right now on Alaska Airlines out of L.A., out of San Diego, very, very, very good. If somebody wants to book a trip, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or Rancho Leonero. We got a lot of pictures, a lot of these cool bottom fish. They're catching a lot of real great stuff off the bottom. Unbelievable. Like I said, great fishing off the board.
Sounds like fun to me. All right, John, thanks a lot for that. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will.
All right.
Talk to you soon, Pete.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Take care, John.
All right. If you want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to the Tackle Master, Doug Kern. Maybe you have a question for Caden.
Yeah.
Grandson Caden, right?
Yes. Junior angler extraordinaire.
There you go. Check it out. 877-792-1090. Three-quarter day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing up for grabs. Let's get it started with Dan in Encinitas. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a tackle question. I got a Penn Fathom 40 filled with 80-pound Power Pro. And it's got a little bit of room for a top shot. Could I fit 60 on there?
Oh, yeah. We're seeing people using 50, 60, and 80 on that reel. That is the, less amount of reel that you want to take to Guadalupe but still be in the ball game. And so 60 or even 80-pound test top shot on that is just fine. I don't know if you're planning to do like a mono top shot and then a little piece of fluoro or just tie the fluoro straight to the Power Pro, but either way would be appropriate. Those reels have been surprisingly bulletproof and effective fishing reels, and for quite a bit less money. I'm not going to say that it's as fishable or has the abilities of some of the more expensive reels, but certainly a great lesser expensive two-speed lever drag reel. And the sizes we predominantly use are the 25, the 30, and the 40, and that 40 has been a great reel for 60-pound test.
Okay, very good. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Matt in La Mesa. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
I just want to thank you, Doug, for dialing in my equipment this week, just getting my reel all set up, getting my flat falls re-rigged with the single hooks and everything like that. And for anybody out there who's looking to have their gear taken care of at the utmost level to where nothing will fail, Fisherman's Landing Tackle is the place to go to take your gear.
Well, I appreciate that. And bottom line is, you know, we want you to go out there and have a successful trip. And we are lucky that we are, you know, basically attached to the long range fleet. Over the many, many decades, we have learned so many techniques from those guys on the water. And, you know, we've generated a lot of techniques, you know, on our own, being that we deal with the tackle every day. And we definitely do our best to try and set up the angler with the proper rig for whatever trip they're going on. You know, everybody has different needs. Everybody has different budgets. Some guys go one or two times a year. Some guys are avid fishermen that, you know, we've learned a lot from our anglers, you know, that have figured things out. And so, it, you know, everybody in the shop are avid fishermen, and it is our joy and fun in life to, you know, set up a killer outfit, you know, a killer rig for somebody to go out there and enjoy the sport and not have the casualties. And, there, you know, there's never 100%, you know, anything can fail. It does happen, but, you know, we definitely enjoy that aspect of it, the rigging and setting somebody up properly so they have the best possible chance to land, you know, this year and the last couple of years, maybe the fish of a lifetime. I mean, a 1, a 2, a 300-pound bluefin tuna, just some unbelievable opportunities. And so we like to think we're a part of some of the success out there. So thank you for the comments.
Yeah, it is a great spot. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. And real quick, two things. Tell me about Threadlock, because that was put on my reels. And what is it when you reverse the Spectra?
Yep. So Threadlock is a Seaguar braided line, and it just has very good characteristics. It's hollow from 50 to 200-pound test, and it's just a very easy line to work with. It lays nicely on the reel. It casts well. It comes on and off the reel well. It's durable and holds up well, so it's definitely a good choice. You know, we carry several braided lines, both Spectra and non-Spectra fibers, but we don't carry anything that we don't deem to be a top-notch product, and that's definitely one of the potentials for top-notch product for using braided line. And then your second question again was?
What does it mean when you do... Reverse the Spectra.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes there's different reasons that we do that, but we take the line off the reel, we then spool that line onto another spool, and then we spool it back on your reel. So basically, now that what was on the top of your reel is now on the bottom of your reel. And a lot of times, if we're going to do, like, say, a solid Spectra or something like that that you can't splice together, somebody, you know, wants to, they have room for 100 yards more, they want to go to a shorter top shot, rather than have that connection near the top of the reel, we will splice on the 100 yards of Spectra, then we will reverse the line so that connection is closer to the bottom of the spool than the top of the spool. So, you know, you probably never even see that connection unless you hook a giant fish and get nearly spooled. Or some people, you know, it's gotten tainted, you know, with the diesel, and it's kind of, you know, a darker color, and maybe they feel like they're going to, you know, they want the pristine, whiter, newer line near the top. We'll just reverse the line. So that's all it is. You put the top on the bottom and the bottom on the top.
All right. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's something that you can do at Fisherman's Landing Tackle too, right?
Yes. And yeah. Unless you really kind of know what you're doing or have a machine that you can put it on extremely tight, I wouldn't try to do that at home, because when your Spectra gets loose, it's definitely setting you up for disaster when it cuts into itself on a big fish.
So you need to have somebody who knows what they're doing putting your Spectra on the line, because it's got to be tight on that reel.
I would say so. That filling a reel with Spectra is slightly one of the more technical things that you can do. And it doesn't work very well to hand crank it on at home. Like monofilament is not as critical, but you've got to crisscross the line so that it's not cutting down into itself. And you've got to put an extreme amount of pressure on that line so that it's tight. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a big fish on and there's a lot of pressure on the line, it doesn't cut down into the lower layers of Spectra and cut you off at the reel.
And if it cuts in, it'll stop the reel and cut
you
off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
over.
You're doomed.
Yeah,
it's over.
So have a professional do it. I have a Sato line winder at home.
Yep.
I take my whenever I have a Power Pro to put on a reel, I take it down to Fisherman's Landing and have them do it, because it's just they just know how to do it, and they do it every day.
Yep. And yep. You know, some people already, you know, maybe at the Fred Hall show they bought a spool of line. We'll put it on there for them for a, you know, we do charge a little bit for the labor, but
sure.
I think, you know, that $15 is more than well spent, or whatever it comes out to be.
Cuz how long will that last on your reel?
Well, it's virtually forever. I mean, yeah. I mean, certainly a decade, unless you, you know, have a tangle that you can visibly see, you know, cut fibers or something like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to talk to Doug? Have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty? There you go. Let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Winchester. Hi, Brett. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just like to say that Liberty's a great boat. I've taken my 5-year-old daughter out on that boat 3 times this year. Taro, Sarah, everybody's been great, and the galley's huge.
Ah, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that. I don't know if you heard the show earlier, but I've got my 7-year-old grandson, Caden, in the studio today, and the second that the show's over, we're running down and jumping on the Parker, and we're going to go look for his first tuna. So
all right.
I'd love to hear the kid fishing stories.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, I was down in the shop a month and a half ago, and I had some leaders put on my flat balls. And I live out here in Winchester where it gets hot occasionally. How long are those leaders going to last in my tackle box in the garage?
Well, I mean, it's always better. I live in Santee. We get, you know, 100-degree days as well. And I usually put a 1-year shelf life on monofilament and a 2-year shelf life on fluorocarbon. So the minute that I buy a spool of fluorocarbon, I write the date that I bought it, and if it starts getting to 2 years, and even, you know, it lives, some of it lives on the boat, some of it lives in my garage, and I haven't noticed ever a deterioration. Now, if you start seeing kind of an opaque color rather than that nice clear color when you first bought it, you know, it'll kind of start looking chalky, both your monofilament or your fluorocarbon. If there's ever any doubt whatsoever, I would replace it. But, you know, you're talking 130-pound line. The main reason you're putting that on your flat falls is for the abrasion resistance against the teeth of the bluefin. And so even if your 130 became 100, it's not the end of the world. You know, now if you have 20-pound and super finesse line and you're catching 40-pound yellowfin or something like that, you know, then I might change it a little bit more often. But I think those 130 leaders, you're good to go for 2 years.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You know, you heard John Ireland earlier talking about how amazing the fishing is in the East Cape now. And this is quite a comeback year for the East Cape. Well, we have our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular coming up just in a few weeks, October 12th through the 16th. And I was amazed to hear we actually have a couple of spots left for you to join us on that trip. Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial are throwing in $1,000 cash for the largest tuna, Dorado Wahoo. And there's also a trip back to go see, go defend your title the following year, a trip to Palmas de Cortez. Also, great gift certificates to Fisherman's Landing Tackle along to go along with that. It's an unbelievable trip. We always have just a ton of fun, a perfect time of the year. I'll be going. And you should go, too. If you haven't made plans, call Palmas de Cortez, call the Van Warmer Resorts, 877-777-TUNA, and book your trip. Like I said, airfares are really great right now, Alaska Airlines, because Cabo kind of is still recovering from that hurricane. The East Cape had no issues, and you should go. Take advantage of the great airfares. Take advantage of the spots open. And the fish are biting. So jump on that. October 12th through 16th. It's a free tournament. Costs nothing to get in. All you have to do is get yourself there.
That's awesome.
And then let me know you're there and you're in the tournament. And for those that have registered for the tournament or that have not or that are going with us, make sure you send me an email or a phone call to the office to let me know that you're going. So we'll put you on the list so that when we get down there, we'll sign you up for the tournament. Pete@hookup1090.com is my email, and you can get a hold of me and let me know that you're coming, and we'll get you in on that great tournament sponsored by Sport Fishing Financial and Statewide Stripe. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Another great show.
Morning, Sherm.
I had a question for Doug. you know, I know you guys do a lot of stuff with reels and tackle and that kind of stuff. Do you do rod repair down there at the tackle shop?
Yep, we do everything involved with rod repair, custom rods. We have a couple of good rod builders, so we do custom rods. We do
a couple of good rod builders?
Yes.
A couple of great rod builders.
Yes, great rod builders. We do all types of rod repairs, installing gimbals, repairing guides, replacing grips.
How about snapped off tips?
Well, so if you have a snapped off tip, as long as the rod wasn't too stiff or too fast taper, we can remove a little piece of the blank and make a nice pristine preparation and just install a tip on that. So we can assess that when you bring the rod in, whether or not it's a good action after you put the new tip on.
Gotcha.
Most rods, if they break within the first two guides, you can put a tip on it and they're good to go. If it's down much further than that, then the fast taper that you're going to get, it's just going to be a super stiff fast taper rod that isn't going to have any bend. So you're better off.
This is between the first two guys. I think hopefully we'll be okay, but I'll bring it down there and let you guys look at it. It's for the Corrado, you know, it's the heavier kind of. So it should be okay, I'm hoping.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a very doable repair, and especially if the rod's, you know, 7.5-8 feet to start with. You know, if it's a 6.5-foot rod, then it gets a little short. But, no, that sounds like it should be an easy one.
Cool. There you go, great. Doug. Or great. Scott, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right.
Thanks.
And when we come back, we're going to get a report starting up Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Chris Pekus standing by, filling in today for Brian Woolley. We're going to hear from Gundy and, of course, from Doug. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
It's business up.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Take a ride and be amazed. That's exactly what you need to do when the Sea Keeper demo boat comes to town this month. Starting at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Friday, September 15th to Sunday the 17th. Then the following weekend, September 22nd to the 24th at Big Bay Yachts at Intrepid Landing in San Diego Bay. Then Sea Keeper boat will head up the coast to Southern California Boat Show, Thursday, September 28th to Sunday, October 1st. This is your chance to check out the Sea Keeper 3, optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, you'll see this gyro is so small, it can fit inside a customized leaning post. And coming soon, the Sea Keeper 2, perfect for your 25-foot boat. To take a free Sea Keeper test ride, just come down to one of the three locations or arrange a specific time through the Sea Keeper website, seakeeper.com, and click Take a Ride to reserve your free Sea Keeper demo ride. Seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and grandson Caden in the studio with us today. Check out our Facebook and Instagram, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. If you just go to letstalkhookup.com, on the top right corner, you can see all our social media links. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram are our primaries. You can click on any one of those icons and go right directly to our page. Friend us on Facebook and like us. And, of course, on Instagram, the same. And just follow us all the way around. We always post information. Like this week we posted some information on getting the temporary importation permit from that SAC sent us. If you have your own boat and you want to travel to Mexico, that important information was up there. Post a lot of pictures and try and share a lot of good information with you on our Facebook and Instagram. So like us, friend us on both of those, and follow us everywhere we go. And it's a lot of fun for sure. Let's find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. That's why they're known as the Fish Bros. Once you try them, you're going to be hooked. They're the best. There's no question about it. They'll vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best smoked fish, and, of course, their famous tuna burgers that cannot be beat. Check fishermansprocessing.com for details, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Filling in for Brian Woolley today, Captain Chris Pica from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Pica.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, great to be heard. Well, guys, what a week it's been. You have beautiful weather out here. I'm looking out my window right now, getting ready to go to work, and it's just beautiful, calm ocean slide offshore. But beautiful day out there. Good day to get out on the water and go fishing. And, guys, locally here on our half days, you know, we have our 6:30 half day that leaves. We have our 10 o'clock half day, and we also have our noon half day. And still running twilights on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And, guys, we've been getting into some good fall fishing here. I mean, we've got some good bass fishing on the coast, as well as some bonita popping up. You know, we got the calicos and sand bass on the half days. And, you know, bonita been coming through, as well as an occasional yellowtail been coming through, and occasional white sea bass, too. And, guys, the three-quarter day boats, they've been actually going out and doing, you know, doing rock cod drops, as well as chasing yellows and also, you know, fishing the bass and stuff along the coast there. So when you go out, you know, definitely be prepared to be a little versatile, because there's a lot going on here. This is like my favorite time of year, because there's so much going on fishing. You know, you got rock fishing, you got some exotics coming by, you got the pelagics coming through. It's just fun as could be. Now, not only the three-quarter day boats are going out and, you know, doing some rock cod drops, they're also, you know, fishing along the coast here, and they're fishing in, you know, for calico bass, sand bass, stuff like that, as well as the bonita and yellowtail. And guys, over at the island, we got the 5-to-5s going over to Catalina, and they've been doing really good over there, providing they don't get bombarded by sea lions. You know, they definitely have a tendency to throw a wrench in your gear there. And anyway, guys, they've been getting into some really good fishing over there, and some really good yellows coming up over there too. You know, a lot of them up in the upper 20 class pound range. So, you know, be prepared to have something pull back when you bury that hook into its jaw over there. So if you're going on a 5-to-5, remember, you're over at Catalina. When you, right before you cast, you always set that drag. You make sure your drag's set correctly. And if you don't understand right, kind of what I'm saying, just talk to the deckhand. He'll do it for you, or the captain, either one. But, guys, we also got the Fury going out doing overnights. And, you know, they're shooting out. They'll chase tuna. They might be going over to San Clemente Island, or you never know. So if you want to get more information, you want to get updated information, you can give us a call at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and the phone number is area code 949-496-5794. Or you could look us up on the web at danawharf.com. Or you can friend us on Facebook, or you can go and get our Dana Wharf Sport Fishing app for your phone.
Indeed, and you can go on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, and click on that Dana Wharf banner, get 20% off of half or three-quarter day trips. What a deal!
That's a good deal.
Yeah,
it's
right, a
beyond
really good
that.
Deal. Yeah, yeah, indeed. Hey, Chris Pica filling in for Brian Woolley. Appreciate that. Nice to hear from you again, and we'll talk to you real soon.
You guys take care. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Doing great. How's the surf fishing?
It's pretty darn good. You know, we had a little hiccup this week with that low pressure coming through, but that's just a temporary thing. We got warm weather next week. Kind of interesting up north. A little bit of cooling water, Santa Barbara, Malibu stretch. So we're just seeing a few halibut up there, perch starting to show, and those guys at Wiley's going to have that first perch derby in October, so we roll on into fall. Let's start up there. Hook, line, and sinker reported cooling water, Brian. Good perch bite. Anglers reported easy limits on fish to 1.25 pounds. Gulp sandworms, lugworms have been topped. The bass bite was also very good with lots of calico bass, sand bass inside on the reef. Big hammer swim baits and smelt and anchovy patterns were tops. Wiley's reported, and we got reports all along the coast of big leopard sharks. I don't know, a little spawn going on or something, but some of those big fish have been in the shallow waters. Anglers reported fish to 25 pounds taken on whole squid. Still plenty of corbina around that stretch, too, with some yellowfin croaker mixed in. Just Fishing reported good corbina action along Torrance Beach. Anglers scoring quality fish with some 3-pound class fish. Exotic baits seem to be the trend there. Ghost shrimp and bloodworms were some of the better baits. A little cool water sometimes puts those sand crabs down. Halibut bite also improving with the bump of cooler water. Big Fish reported excellent halibut bite off Belmont Shores, Cherry Beach, big spots of small anchovies have drawn the fish in the shallows, and several quality fish caught by a 30-inch fish caught on Friday there. All white flash minnows have been the top bait there. So that's something to keep your eye on, a little fall halibut bite. And then Catch and Bait and Tackle reported quality corbina catches along the peninsula there near the piers, the wedge, river jetties. Bloodworms, again, top bait. It seems like the worm is starting to fish real well. Big yellowfin croaker in the mix. The croaker bite was good off Dana Point. Lugworms, bloodworms, mussels, the top bait. Several fish in the 4-pound class around Doheny there off the short jetty. Pacific Coast reported good croaker action in the lagoons, harbors, along the beach. Bloodworms, again, tops. Lots of spotted bay bass, sand bass, also active in the lagoons. And then several more stripers there taken off Dog Beach. Crocodiles have been the top bait. And if you saw the Western Outdoor News last week, they had a photo of that nice 20-pound class striped bass taken off Dog Beach there. And we had a striped bass reported off Torrance, Laguna, so several spots, you know, and always worth a try with the crocodile to see what you might conjure up this time of year. So very good fishing, warm weather next week, so this ain't over by a long shot.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it isn't over even close. This is the best time of the year, Gundy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good quality fish, no one on the beach, and you really get one-on-one, you know what I mean?
No doubt about it. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Welcome to fall. Have a good one, guys.
Indeed. Thanks, Gundy. And that is Surf Fishing Report. Surffishtackle.com sponsors that, where you can find all the gear you'll need to catch fish on the beach. That's surffishtackle.com. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines. Look who's on the line, a guy named Doug from Montebello. You ever heard of him, Doug?
Doug, I mean,
yeah, he's got a good name there.
He's
Doug.
Got a good name. That's all I know.
Okay, it's a good name.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about a spinning reel. What size reel would I need for like 15, 20-pound line? And why didn't you spectra backing on it as well?
Yeah, so 15 to 20 pound test, are you fishing bait or little plastics or jigs or what kind of fishing are you doing?
More like, I guess, like half day.
Yeah, okay. So for half day, something, you know, like if you take Shimano and just a kind of generic numbering system, somewhere in that 5,000 to 6,000 size range, there are reels like the Sedonas are in that $70 range and the Stellars are in the, you know, $1,000 range. And then there's series everywhere in between. You know, the bait runners are always a nice choice. You know, that, you know, 5,000-6,000 size reel. So what I would do is just pick what your budget is. And there's reels in, like I say, the $70 range, the $99 range, $150, you know, $200-something, $300-something, all the way on up, $600, and then $1,000. And just get a reel in that size range. Basically, and then, yes, the braided line, particularly have been liking that super slick 8 that Power Pro makes for spinning reels and castability. And probably going to put 50-pound test on there. You could put 40 even if you wanted to. But I would put 50, and then whatever your top shot is, if you want to do 15, 20. But it gives you the chance to go up to 25 or even 30 if there's some bigger fish present. You know, you can change your top shots out depending on the season and the time of year and what's biting.
Now, I love that bait runner.
Yeah.
Because it's so user-friendly. And if you're fishing bait,
yep,
fishing tuna, yellowtail, dorado,
yes,
whatever, you flip that little bait runner mechanism in, and it, whenever somebody comes on the boat and wants to use a spinning reel, I always put a bait runner in their hand.
Yeah, basically what a bait runner feature is you make your cast, and then you flip the bail back over, but there's a lever down at the base of the reel that you flip into free spool, so now your bait can swim out there freely, and when you get a bite, you hear this zzzz, and then you just turn the handle and you're on. You don't have to worry about the bail flipping over or getting fouled or anything like that. It's just a much more smooth transition from out of gear to in gear.
Yeah. Caden, you like using regular reels or spinning reels? What do you use?
Like Yule.
Yeah. Okay. Is he like using the conventional,
you know,
reel?
In the bay, we use the little spinning reels, but when we go, you know, bigger fish fishing, he really likes that the Calcutta 400, because it's a smaller reel to handle,
yep,
and it's got a level wind. But I think you caught some fish on a Trinidad last time.
Ooh, nice.
Dorado. And
you're training him right.
You know, yeah, he's the only 7-year-old kid using $1,000 outfits out there.
I'll bet there's more.
Yeah, I know, there probably
are. You like
are.
Using the conventional reel, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. When we come back, we're going to take more phone calls, get more fishing reports, a lot more to come. Full hour ahead of us here. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. With all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.